Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Like we were talking on yesterday's class, you're born a spiritual baby, and then if you're fed right, you develop. And so you don't just, you're born again one day and then immediately you're fully developed in all the things of God. No, you're in a lot of ways, it's like a human infant baby. You're helpless in some ways and you need help in some ways. But if you will get fed the right things spiritually, you'll grow quickly. Yes. You'll immediately begin to grow and develop. And what you want to do is develop your own faith, where you're not looking to other people to pray for me all the time and to help me and believe for me and tell me what to do. The Lord wants you to grow and develop to where you know how and are strong enough to come directly to Him.
Yes.
You go to Him directly. And that's one of the great things about our new covenant is that the scripture said there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. We do not have to go through a priest or a pastor. We don't have to go through a saint. Come on, you are listening to me. We do not have to go through anyone else because of what Jesus has done. By His name, we can come boldly, directly to the throne of grace, and God will hear us. You. Not you plus. Just you. If you come, not in your own merits, but come in the name of the Master Jesus. So, Father, we thank You so much for this amazing grace and privilege. And we look to You today and ask for that which would feed our spirits and our being and strengthen our heart and our mind and our soul and our bodies and our lives. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. We thank You for it. Amen.
Amen.
Like we've said before, we've been on a series for many weeks now about faith for provision. And the way you get faith, the scripture said it comes by hearing. And so we're going one by one through 30 reasons, not people's ideas and opinion, reasons from Scripture. So all told, hundreds and hundreds of Scriptures that you'll have in this, just this one study, proving beyond any question to any thinking person that God is a God of abundant provision.
Yes.
He's a good Father.
Yes.
Who cares about His kids.
Yes.
He's a rich Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who is well able to do everything, anything, amazing things for His children. And like Timothy says, He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Is He a good God?
Yes.
Is He a good providing Father?
Yes.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. But if you haven't heard these things, then your faith wouldn't be strong. And if your heart's undecided about it and you're wavering, you won't receive. So take the time, go to faithschool.org, get the previous lessons. We're down to reason number 18 in our study of the 30. So if you this is your first time to be with us, you've already missed half of it, but you don't have to miss half of it. Go to faithschool.org, no charge, won't cost you anything, no commitment required. We won't need any fingerprints or eye scan or nothing. Our partners, through the goodness of the Lord, have underwritten all of this. Is that good or is that?
Yes, it is good.
So to you, it is free. So take advantage of it, and then you'll get more out of what we're doing now because what's happening now is built on that. We're down to reason number 17 and 18 in our study, and it has to do with the covenants of God. And 17, we called the covenant of blessing, or the blessing of the covenant. And then number 18, we're talking about the curse, about being redeemed from the curse. In Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Say it out loud, please. Christ has
redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
What does that mean? Why should I know that? Why does he bring that? Why is that an issue? Well, we need to know it. He goes on to say, he was made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the scripture said. And the wages, or the payment, the penalty for sin is death. All of us deserved the curse and death and separation from God for our sin. We were in a bad way. But God sent his Son, hallelujah, who was willing to take our place and take the penalty of our sin on himself, which means he became a curse, and judgment came on him as though he had done the sin. And that's why he was spit on, mocked, scourged. That crown of thorns was driven into his head and scalp. He was nailed to the cross. And as bad as those things were, that wasn't the worst part, even remotely. The worst part was, you couldn't see it, was in the spirit. And that's why the scripture says Isaiah, looking ahead for centuries, saw what happened spiritually. And he said the visage of him was more marred than any man. Well, see, being crucified wouldn't mar the body more than any man's body had ever been marred. That it wasn't physical. But spiritually, when all the sin of all the generations of human beings converged on his spotless, sinless being, and he became sin, and he became accursed for the sin, and the judgment fell on him because of it, he in the spirit, he didn't look like a human being because of that sin and that punishment and that curse. That's why in the garden, blood was coming out of his pores when he was saying, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. As bad as physical crucifixion is, that wasn't the main thing that he was pulling away from. But he did it out of love. Yes. Woo. Love for the Father and love for you. And love, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Because if he hadn't done it, you and I would be accursed. And we would be, you know, deserving of death, not just physical death, spiritual death, separation from God. But we're not separated from God, and we're not going to be separated from God. Oh, hallelujah. Because we've been redeemed. Oh, thank you, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and by his sacrifice. Said out loud, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Now go back to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and let's get into this some. Like I said a few weeks back, we talked about the blessing of the covenant. And so now we're going on to talk about the curse. And we need to understand both. We're redeemed from one, and we've been given the other. Redeemed from the curse, given the blessing. Deuteronomy 28. He had started out by saying, it'll come to pass if you'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. He said, verse 2, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, well, like we mentioned in past classes, the way we do this in the New Testament is by believing, walking and living by faith, keeping the love command, which is the New Testament command, and being led by the Spirit. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law, Galatians said. But the principle is the same. We still need to listen to God today. Huh? Anybody agree with that? But the way we qualify, we don't qualify for the blessing by keeping all of the statutes and ordinances that the Lord has given. We acknowledge all our previous generations failed at that, and we had failed at that, but Jesus didn't fail at that. And because of what He did, it's been given to us. But in order to be successful today in the new covenant, we still need to listen to Him. And the way we keep His commandments is by those three main things: faith, love, led by the Spirit. Say it out loud. Faith, love, led by the Spirit. That covers a lot of ground. Doesn't take long to say, but we'll keep you busy all day. Is that right? If you respond to every issue in faith, huh? If you respond to every situation and person in love, whoo! If you're led by the Spirit in everything you do, can you see how you're going to be victorious? You're going to be right in the will of God. And so nothing would hinder you or restrict you from the full measure of blessings. And He talks about, blessed will you be in the city, blessed in the field. And He said, verse 6, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. And so we went through those. But if you get down to verse 15 or so, He says, but it'll come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all His commandments and statutes which I command thee this day. All these curses shall come on you and overtake you. Does that have an application today?
Yes.
Now, you know, there's some people that might argue with you, but say, well, no, Brother Keith, that's Old Testament, and that's all done away. No, the curse is still here.
Yes.
It's still in the earth. And the blessing is available to believers that walk with Him. Let me give you an example of this. One of the earliest days of me being in the ministry, part of what I was doing was talking to people, praying with people over the phone with another ministry. People would call in and they'd get me sometimes. Well, this is, I mean, earliest days of ministry. I think I'd been endeavoring to minister for 3 months, something like that. And this woman called and I got her and she was hysterical. She was heaving, crying. I couldn't make clear what she was saying or what had gone on. And eventually she stopped and I understood enough for her to say she had been mugged that morning. Somebody had grabbed her, hit her, taken her purse away, knocked her down, and she was, you know, bruised and this and that, but had lost her purse, but other than that, she's kind of okay. But she said, the thing is, she said, I confess the 91st Psalm every day. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. How could this happen to me? That's what she was most upset about. Can you see this?
Yes.
I'm a believer. I confess the 91st Psalm. How could this happen to me? Well, I am so new in ministry that, I don't have the answers in my head. And she's crying and she's upset and she didn't know it, but I reached over and got me a tissue too.
Yeah, right.
Because, but this ain't going to help, right?
Right.
And so I looked down inside me. I said, Lord, help me.
Yep.
Help me to help her. I don't know what to tell her. Help me. Aren't you glad we got the greater one living on Him? What a mess we would be in if we didn't have Him. So no matter how green you may be, you still got the one who knows everything inside of you if you learn to look to me. So I did. While she was explaining that to me, I looked down inside. I said, Lord, what? Show me what to say to her. And this came up immediately. And I just said, well, I said, sister, I said, tell me what was going on. Where were you going? What was going on? And that's what the Lord prompted me to ask her. And she said, well, I was, and I said, what? She said, I was going to a certain part of town. And I said, what did you need to? And she paused. She got quiet. She said, well, actually, I felt like maybe the Lord checked me about going down there. And she said, but I just quoted the 91st Psalm. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Now, why am I telling you this? Is it a blessing or a curse that she got mugged?
Curse.
That's a curse. And you'll find now, as we read about the curse, it has to do with lack and loss, no protection, humiliation, being taken advantage of, definitely being mugged, being hit, being stolen from. There's no blessing in this. This is curse, curse, curse. And this is one of the most important things you can get out of these classes right now is what I'm about to say. If it's in the curse, it can never be the will of God.
That's right.
Oh, come on, y'all listening to me. If it's in the curse, it can never be the will of God for anybody, anywhere. Which is why we're going to study what's in the curse. Because every time you see it in the curse, you should immediately think, I've been redeemed. Is that right? From the curse of the law. And then you would never entertain the idea that this might be God teaching me something, working something out in my life. Now, if it's the curse, there's no way it could ever be God's will for me. And so as she's talking, I saw it, you know, she missed the Lord. He dealt with her what to do, and she didn't do it. Now, don't raise your hand, but have you ever done that? You know, some things don't cost you much. Other things could cost you a lot, right? But what I'm saying is the curse is still in the earth. There's bad stuff everywhere. There's evil stuff everywhere. And the only way you and I will not be affected by it is by the Lord keeping us. And remember, you know, he's saying here, if you'll listen to me, if you'll listen, if you'll keep my commandments. And what did we say? How do we do that in the New Testament? Help me out again.
Faith.
Walking by faith.
Love.
What was that last one? Being led by the Spirit. See, the Spirit of God was prompting her, don't go down there today. Right? Well, can you just ignore that and quote the 91st Psalm and be a... Well, obviously no. And so I'm just giving an example. Is it still necessary to listen to the Lord?
Yes.
That's not going away. And if you don't listen to Him, even though you're redeemed, even though you're a child of God, even though the blessing belongs to you, if you won't listen to the Lord and you ignore Him, you could wind up in a place where you're experiencing some curse that you've been redeemed from. But it's not God's will. It's because you didn't listen. I've been there. You've been there. Let's quit going there. Right? Let's quit that. Let's quit that. So he said, these curses will come on you and overtake you, and you'll find it's the exact opposite of the blessing. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed in the basket. Cursed in the store. Cursed the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, the increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you go out. That is exactly what he said about the blessing. Only the opposite.
Yes.
Can you see this?
Yes.
And but now again, tell me, why would this be happening to a person? Go back to verse 15. It'll come to pass if what? If what? if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. You won't do what he tells you to do. Now that's still true today. If you won't do what he tells you to do, you could wind up experiencing some curse that you've already been redeemed from. Boy, that's annoying, isn't it? Yeah. You've already been redeemed from it. But you still, that should not be. But whose fault would that be? You didn't listen. I would say that is the number one problem on the planet. That's a big statement. What do you mean? What's the number one problem? Won't listen. Won't listen. Won't listen. There's only one God. One mediator between God and men, and he requires faith in Jesus and confession of him as your Lord and Savior. Most of the world won't listen to that. They won't have it. They won't hear it. They won't accept it. So they live in the curse. And they can't get out of the curse. And if they don't change, they'll die lost. And they will experience being cursed and spiritual death and being separated from God when Jesus took the curse for us. And he did it for them too. Now that's one of the most heartbreaking things there is, that the price has already been paid. And yet people wind up separated from God in eternity. But why? Whose fault is it? And what was the reason? Won't listen. I am not of those who won't listen. No. How about you? No. Come on, say it out loud. I am not
of those
who won't listen.
I will listen
to the Lord my God. Come on, put your hands on your head. Say it out loud. Lord, give me ears to hear. And a heart that can understand. Ears to hear.
I want to hear.
I'm willing to hear.
And to do
what you want me to do.
Work in me.
Both to will
and to do
of all that pleases you.
I will listen.
I will hear.
And obey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is such a huge part of you enjoying what Jesus has bought and paid for. And you and I entering in, finding and progressing in and fulfilling his perfect will and plan for your life. It's sad, but there's a lot of Christians there. They're genuinely born again, but they are just completely missing God's plan for their life. And years go by and decades go by. And how many decades do you have before this life is over? And they are not experiencing. And sometimes they cry and they go, it just seems like there should be more, because there is more. Well, why won't God? No, you're asking the wrong question. Why won't you listen? That's the big, big deal. So many times going back, even to the early part of their life, they wouldn't listen. The Lord had a plan. He put them somewhere. They wouldn't stay. They wouldn't do. They wouldn't be faithful. They wouldn't listen. You have to listen if you want his best, if you want to enjoy. His plan is the right one. He's not going to say, okay, your plan's as good as mine. No problem. We'll just swap. Not going to happen. That would be hurting you. Sometimes the very worst thing in life that could happen to you is to get your own way. That can be one of the worst things. You don't know it. You don't think so. By the time you find out, it could be too late and you go, oh man, this was not the way to go. Well, don't be dumb. Right? Be a wise son, wise daughter, one who listens. So I'm just saying, every one of these things that we read about in the rest of this chapter, which is quite a few verses, it's all bad. It's all the curse. And tell me why this is happening to these people, or what happened to these people? Would not listen. Would not listen. Say it one more time. I will listen.
I will listen.
I will listen. So one of the things that he mentions in this is every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. In fact, by the time he mentions by name, I don't know, 15, 20 plus different specific diseases by name. And then he gets to the point where he says every disease that doesn't have a name, that's not a name. Well, that means anything that would be named in the future. Tell me the good news about this. If it's in the curse, come on, help me out. If it's in the curse, what do we know?
We're redeemed
from it. What do we know? It could never be the will of God for us to have it if it's part of the curse.
That's right.
Because the curse doesn't come on you for listening and obeying. The curse comes for rejecting and disobeying and disobedience. Well, then the curse is not going to come on you for believing God and following God.
That's right.
That'd hopelessly confuse everybody. No, a curse is always a curse, and it could never be God's will. Anything you find in this curse, we see pestilence, consumption, extreme burning. He talks about all kind of fevers, the botch of Egypt. You don't even have to know what that is to know you do not want any of that. The emerods, the itch. Somebody say, thank God I don't have the itch. Being smitten in the knees, the legs, all this. Tell me the good news about this. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And our time's up again today. Said out loud like we do sometimes, I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome this world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. So we've just gotten into part of this. So come back tomorrow and we're going to see more and more what we've been redeemed from. We've been redeemed from lack. Glory to God. And we're going to shout about that. See you soon back here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today. But you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.